Hello.
What up, y'all?
Can you hear us?
I think we're good.
We're in the
what they do, baby.
Hope all is well. Oh, fuck. I said I was going to stop saying that.
Oh, I don't think it's bad to hope that all is well.
No, but just I sound super old sometimes. I hope that all is well.
Fuck it. You want us to ask about you or not? You want us to care or not?
This Pepsi is burning my chest. I haven't had one.
This is how I feel about
and then like
sparkling water. I couldn't even finish it.
What flavor is that?
White ginger peach.
Oh, I didn't try that one. I tried the strawberry one. I think it's strawberry. It's pink.
This one is not good, but like
it's strong.
It's like they really put that carbonated shit in it. CO2.
Y'all gonna hear this chair I'm sitting in?
It's my desk chair that I built myself, so I don't care that it makes noise.
Wait, did you ever fix it from it being lopsided?
No.
Oh, okay.
I don't think it's not something you can really feel, but you can see.
I can see, yeah, because I remember before when you were like, if you sit in it, you can probably tell. I didn't tell.
No, I still can't tell when I
see. All right, well,
if you look at it long enough.
No, I can see it though, but I haven't. Shame. I've been like I came here and I went to sleep. Pretty much like we wild out outside and then we went to sleep.
True, yeah.
We went to sleep pretty early last night,
like 11 something
for it to be.
I woke when I woke up, like the text messages that were sitting waiting for me were from like 11 p.m. And I was like, I looked at my phone like as I was in bed.
Why
like,
were we so tired though? That's what I'm trying to understand.
I don't know. I feel like yesterday, first of all, we got attacked by the fucking heat.
Oh yeah,
so that was like the beginning of that. And then came back, we hung out a little bit. And then went back outside. I don't know. I feel like
I don't know what hit me, but no, when we were outside the second time, I think it might have just been like from the heat. Because when we came in, what did we do? We ate.
Did we eat? Yeah, we had
a little something. We ate. We watched Catfish, chilled, and then we went outside. When we got drinks, is when I was like, "What time is it?" And it was only like 8 o'clock.
Like 8 at that time, yeah. And when we got back here, it was still like 9 o'clock.
Yeah, and then when we were eating and I'm like, I got to that last wing, I was like, wait a minute, because I'm tired. But I was trying to thug it out because I'm like, I don't want to come to somebody's house, even though Shay's my sis. Like, I'm not trying to be here and go to sleep mad early.
I literally never care, though. I got in
I'll
bed
go to sleep at 9 o'clock if you let me.
My show, I put on a cartoon for a little bit, and I was like, boop.
I don't even remember. I got in the bed, like... I don't even think you were in the bed when I dozed off. All I remember is all I remember is you saying to me, if you get cold, you can get under the cover. Because I always... And that was it. I don't even remember if you completed that sentence or not. But, hello guys, we're here.
We back.
Continuing our healing segment. In person, together.
Yes.
That Zoom shit wasn't cutting for me. Zoom really doesn't ever cut it, but...
No.
I'm not gonna talk too much about them because they've been acting right lately.
No, seriously, real right, which is like at the beginning impressive. I was so over them. But yeah, we're back. We're gonna do an icebreaker, and our icebreaker is we're gonna share a goal.
I'm trying.
That's fine. We're gonna share a goal we have for the week.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, funny enough, this week starts a new month.
Yeah.
So shout out to September coming through. Please be
don't come here with no bullshit.
Like, please be kind. Because it's been
it's crazy because August was super smooth.
It was calm.
And then boom.
Yeah.
Here we go with some bullshit.
Yeah.
Rest in peace to Chadwick.
That was like so out of the blue. Also to the people, this is my little PSA. To the people who are using Chadwick's death as like a no excuses, like no blah blah, like he was battling cancer and gave us this, that, and the third. Everybody's like resilience and tolerance level are different.
Definitely.
So for you to say like, oh, just because he was able to do this and like fight through means that people shouldn't have excuses, that's bullshit. Like,
also keep in mind that this is someone who had money, so his doctors had no problem traveling with him.
Exactly.
I do want people to take out of this that Chadwick was battling cancer for 4 fucking years and we never knew because his circle kept their mouth shut.
So
learn how to keep your mouth shut. You should not be revealing things to the outsiders.
So,
like
that person is ready to...
And him being ready to tell us was him passed away because he, remember, I don't know if you pay attention to him like that, but a few months ago he had posted a picture and he looked like, you know when you see a celebrity and they're usually like dressed, they're like spot on. Every time, even when like the paparazzi would get him and he was going to the store, like he was like a sharp looking dude. He finally, there's pictures of him. He has on a sweatsuit and he did look sick. But like, you know how as black people, like, this nigga out here looking crazy. Like, that's how they threw it at him. It's unfortunate that he did end up having cancer. But like, don't jump to conclusions.
Basically.
I say all that to say that. Don't jump to conclusions. Yeah, he had amazing strength, but he also had a support system that a lot of us don't have.
And access. That's the biggest word. The biggest thing, takeaway is, while people can be sick and be resilient, they need to have access to certain things that will help them. So yeah. But yeah, back to the goals. So my goal for this week is to finally like start my 21 day vegan challenge.
So wait, that means you have to come see me tomorrow so we can go to Buffalo Wild Wings.
I'm not paying full price for wings and tomorrow's one.
So, I'm cheap, we're y'all. Not having, we're never gonna have wings until she
completes her 21. I need to finish complete 21 days.
You don't have any points?
I don't even think I still got the app. I gotta check. I'll look it up. I don't know, but I'll be paying full price for these wings. I like going on the little discount days.
Well, moving it's forward, like, you know, it's just moving forward, like, I'm never going to be able to enjoy a discount day until after the semester.
That's fine.
My classes are Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Oh, wow. Okay, well, listen, it was meant to be. It helps me stay aligned. So, yeah, I've been eating a lot more plant-based, trying new, like, plant-based things. And I always tell Nye about it. Like, hey, I tried this plant-based sausage. I tried this plant-based everything. Like, but I think I'm going to do a true 21 day. Or maybe the month has 31 days. I may just go the whole month. I just want to try like a true vegan challenge and see. Because I used to eat like really plant-based before. And I did notice a difference in my skin. I noticed a difference in my mood. And I really like that. But I also really like chicken. So it has to be more of a, how do you want your physical body to feel, how it felt before, or do you just want to have the satisfaction of eating chicken for a 30-minute meal? So yeah, that's my goal for the week, is to get all of my shopping in order. I think I hear bikes coming, so in case y'all hear that, sorry.
That's not like someone sawing something.
Or maybe, oh, I don't know. They build this thing. but yeah, that's my goal for the week, is to go do my shopping. I have veggie wraps for the past 2 days. So the first day I had just the veggie wraps. Yesterday we had some chicken wings. But I still have my veggie wraps.
That person needs some breaks.
I don't know what they do. So yeah, that's the goal. Get my shit in order so that I can fully get on this new journey. And I'm going to be journaling throughout it too. So yeah.
My goal for this week is to just unwind. Just take a load off, because I've been like doing everything, everywhere, doing everything. So just to unwind, because I got some shit coming up. Like, I have school starting, I have a new position that I'm like working with, so I have to like unwind, prepare myself for everything that's about to happen. So that's my goal. Hopefully I don't pick on anything else in the week, but as of right now, I just have my basic ass schedule. I have my shit in the mornings, Forever 21 in the afternoon. I just plan on sticking to that, really. Nothing too special. That's it. That's my goal.
We gonna get it done. Okay, so our topic today, we're still doing our healing segment. And today's topic is friendships. So we're going to be talking about healing from bullshit we've encountered.
Bro, some shit happened the other day.
Things that we've dealt with, takeaways we've had, and like, yeah. I guess I'll go first.
So this is gonna get juicy.
It's gonna get juicy, but maybe not on my side.
I think when people like healing from, this is my personal opinion. Healing from family is like, I think everyone heals from family.
Yeah.
But healing from friendships, I noticed that a lot of people, some people really don't have to heal from their friendships because they just either throw the person away and they move on and they really don't, like, it's nothing to them. Mm-hmm. To a lot of people, it's like, you're supposed to be my friend, whatever. But also people are like, my family did me dirty, so I really don't expect much from outsiders.
Right.
So they don't count it as healing. For me, I think it's amazing that people try to heal from those friendships to move on and be better friends and all that type of shit. So that's why I feel like it's gonna be juicy. But
okay. I'll start right now and like go back. So right now, when I think of friends, I don't feel like I have many friends. I say that a lot. And that's because the friends that I do have become my children.
Sorry that I keep moving. I'm trying to like find my
those friends have become my chosen family. Like, they're not people that I just go have a coffee with and we just talk bullshit. Like, every one of the friends that I have currently, we can get into some deep shit. Whether it be some deep shit about, like, injustice, or some deep shit about sexuality, some deep shit about spirituality. It can be anything. So, because I don't have such a tight-knit family, my friends have become my chosen family. The past couple of years I have, so now this is me going back. So the past couple of years I have gotten rid of people who felt like they were going to be too temporary, or they just did not fit with the person I was trying to become. So I guess in a way I have always been on a little bit of a journey to try to become this optimal woman, but not really calling it like a healing journey, just saying, like, just doing it but not really putting a name to it. So the past couple of years I have lost people that did not align with what I was, who I wanted to be, like my most authentic self. And I left people who were like not motivated, like, for these are things that I'm leaving for. And I didn't make that very clear to myself until, this is after grad, like after I graduated and I had moved to Connecticut. And as some of you guys know the story, I had moved to Connecticut with friends. And
just that alone gets me upset for you.
No, it was honestly,
no, I'm saying that story and those people, it gets me upset.
I love the fact that I had done that thing, like that I just went from living in my college town and like just popped up and just moved to a whole new state with no family. But it was such a really like disgusting experience because I had loved Stanford so much, but I wasn't getting the actual meat of Stanford because of the people I was with and their views. But it was that moment where I was like, I don't want to just have friends just to have friends. Like, I know people who are like that. Oh, these are friends and these are acquaintances. Like, that's how they separate it. I don't really want any acquaintances, which probably sounds really bad, but I got to a point where I was like, I don't want that. And I also cannot be fake. I cannot hide my facial expression.
No, same.
I cannot hide the way I feel about you. So there's no way that I could sit in your face and pretend that we are the best of friends still and genuinely be that way toward you. You're gonna think I'm acting shady, but it's not that I'm acting shady. I'm actually lying, which is even, that's worse. So I'd rather not lie to you. I was mentioning in other episodes that I've ended a friendship of 10 years, and that was just me being in that person's face finally, because you see the real person when you're with that person more, not even just moving in. People say moving in, I think it's also just being around them more.
Yeah.
So being around that person more and seeing the dirt that she was doing to her other friends, I was like, yeah, this doesn't make me feel secure in our friendship. I don't feel like, you know, if push comes to shove, you wouldn't do the same shit to me. And I feel like sometimes
that is something that lingers into when I meet new people. The only person I've met new in the past couple of years that has been kind of solid is you. But other people I've met, I've been watching very, very closely, like raking through, picking through, looking at their like little personality traits and seeing like, okay, we can hang out a couple of times. I don't mind texting, but you're not someone I'm going to have in my presence for the entire time. I'm not against us every once a month being like, hey, just hoping you're good, blah, blah, blah. Like, but I'm not going to spend my, like, I know I'm a fucking good friend, so I'm not going to give all of that to you. And that is something I have to, like, be a little more open about, because I feel like sometimes as an adult, I think that I've made all the friends I could ever make. So I'm 25, like,
yeah, 40,
you know what I mean?
So 40,000
like, right, so it's like, you can make a new friend that can seem like your best friend at 50. You meet her at the casino, that's where I'm going to be. You meet her at the casino and y'all, like, hit it off and then y'all spend every day together, y'all end up being best friends. Like, I have to get out of that idea that I've met all the friends I need. And I was saying that for a long time, and I realized that I was saying that partly because of people I was already hanging out with, thinking they had already met all the friends they needed to meet, and never expanding their mind to meet other people. And because of that, they've stayed in their little, they were a trio, then they broke down into a duo, and now they're just a duo, and anybody else who tries to come in, they kind of have this impenetrable wall because they live in their own world of, oh, we only need each other, which is kind of problematic. And I also had that idea. I remember going to college and thinking on the way there, this is funny because in 2013 the song of the summer was Drake and it was No New Friends. I remember that specifically. I remember driving up to New Paltz and singing No New Friends. You know how, like, we always saying our words are, you know, they come to fruit, they come out, like, they show in your reality. And I was sitting there saying, no new friends, no new friends. Singing that shit on the way to college, bro.
That's when you meet a lot of great friends.
Like, you're going to college. Remember that you're going away to college by yourself. And I'm sitting here singing no new friends. So, of course, when I first even got to school, and I got there first before all my roommates, I remember not even wanting to be around my roommates. I remember not even wanting to go hang out, like, go to any of the freshman get-togethers, the freshman gatherings. And, like, it was so problematic. It was so, like, no new friends. No new friends. Like, and my friends at the time were also saying, like, okay, you're going to go to college, you're going to forget about us, you're going to do this, you're going to do that, like, but you don't need any friends because, like, you still got friends at home.
That is so problematic.
Exactly. And at the time, I was like, you know what? I don't have the time to be dealing with nobody else. Like, I'm good. I don't want no new friends. And it's something that lingered over until the day that I went to college. And then I didn't interact with people. Lucky enough, when I got there, me not wanting to have any new friends, I ended up making like 15. 15, and I mean 15 solid people that I still talk to 7 years later. And we have more than 15 because there's some on my other side that, like, I always say I have a black fam and I have a white fam. Because I have a group of black women that are, like, really genuine and near to my heart that I met in college. And then I have a group of mixed gender. Oh, and Emilio. I can't forget Emilio. and then I have a group of mixed gender people who also are white. So I kind of sort them up like that. But it's one big family. And these are people who were gravitated toward me despite the fact that I had the fucking wall up. Which is crazy. Because, like, you know the black girl I don't want to be talked to. You know that. That wall. That's a different kind of fucking wall. And despite that wall, they were still like, hey, like, we think you're kind of cool. Like, we want to hang out with you. We still want to, like, come out and drink with us. And even throughout college, this is, so those 4 years, 2013 to 17, even throughout those 4 years, I still had this weird, like, no new friends, like, bouncing back and forth between whether or not I was going to give my authentic self to my friends, or if I was just going to give them this kind of watered down version of myself, just so I could still stay the distance, because I have friends at home. Same friends who never even saw me throughout those 4 years that I was at college. So I'm so glad that that period of my life was like, it was me being very careful, because in me thinking, okay, you got friends at home, no need to make any new friends here. By the second, I'm going to just tell you straight up, if you're a freshman going into college and going on campus, I know the times are different now because of Corona. However, you can go into that first year thinking that you don't need any new friends. Also, this sounds really bad, but that you don't need a new playmate on campus. You may think all of that, but depending on how far you are from home, that's just going to die by the end of the fall semester. I promise you. It's going to fall. Because once you're on campus, you realize that you really are by yourself. And that everyone who says that they're going to come visit you on campus every weekend is not going to come. And so it is problematic for your friends and your boyfriend and everyone else to make it seem like, hey, don't forget about me. You have this life at home. Instead of them telling you, well, not even telling you, but just allowing the space for you to grow in another area. Like, grow and meet other people. So, freshmen, don't think that you don't need any new friends. Don't think you don't need to go to the fucking ice cream social because it's corny.
Yo, nah, go. Take advantage of that shit.
Go. Also, you can network, like, all that stuff.
I was gonna say, people think that you need to go to certain events to make friends, and you could literally go there to, like,
network. That's it.
I've gotten so many opportunities based on, oh my god, I was sitting over here and I know this chick who can do it.
Right.
Like,
and you that's need that something
and then you have
need on
network
campus.
Friends exactly. Like that's something completely different that's but
completely different. So that was all of like college. Before that, it was I had those two friends who were like, you don't need any new friends, but they were in a whole nother state. I was living in Mount Vernon at the time, and I had my best friend Quavy. Shout out to her, who never, she's always 10 toes down. She's always like, you've met somebody? Like, this is great. She's always like, you've met somebody? That's great. What are they like? Blah, blah, blah. Like, she's, when I think of healthy friendships, she's the number one person I think of. Because we've been friends for 10 years, almost 10 years now. And she is like the person who will be like, I want you to go experience new people. I want you to go and meet new people. Like, there's more than us, than our relationship. Even if you, we had, there was a time in high school where our whole friend group was, it was a big ass war pretty much. And she was having a fight with one of our other friends, but she was never like, pick a side, ever. She was like, hey, like, I understand that you're still friends with her. She ain't even do nothing to you, so
I don't expect you.
Right, I don't expect you to take that on. That's the most healthy friendship that I've ever had. Like, in my childhood, it was my healthiest friendship. So I don't think that's like for me. Like you said, there's not a lot that you need to heal from when it comes to friendships. But I have been like, thinking of, okay, what is a bad fucking friend?
Yeah,
and what is a really good friend?
Some people don't think it as like labeling it as a bad friend and a good friend. They're just right. Like, we just had a bad moment and it drifted up. It made us drift apart.
Right.
And it's like, not trying to be funny when I say this, but there are people who that one big bad moment has been the result of the small bad moments that you've been ignoring.
Exactly.
So, and then it's like, well, we had this one big falling out. She disrespected me, but it's like, sis, think about all the little smart remarks she had this whole time. It's a bad friend.
Right.
But people don't look at it like that. It's just like,
yeah, that's why I've been able to separate. And then also just thinking of like toxic shit that friends do. I guess that is something you have to heal from a little bit, because I remember...
But when it comes to our friends, we don't want to label it as a
And right, when I say we, I'm speaking as us as in a general sense. We don't want to label our friends as being toxic.
Right, because they're supposed to be the ride.
But right, but these are the same people who hold us down when our family's against us. Right. And then when we're in that relationship with that boyfriend or that girlfriend, they're that same person who helps you get through that.
Yeah.
So it's like, oh, my friends aren't toxic because they help me with my family shit and then my personal shit.
Exactly.
So we don't see them as being the toxic middleman ever. Until you really sit here and think about it.
And one of the things I guess I do have to heal from that I've noticed is that when I first moved to Stanford, I didn't... Of course, you move to a new city, you don't really know shit. But not only did I move to a new city, I moved to a new state. So it was me trying to get a handle on how to even really live in a new state. And then also navigating the new city that I was in.
Mm-hmm.
All that while still trying to find jobs and find out social life and figure all of that out. Realizing that these people had invited me here but didn't want to help me get acquainted with the place that I was in. But then also making it seem like, well, this is... Why don't you, like, go figure it out? Like,
right.
Go do this, go do that. That's something I realized. I don't really ask for help anyway. And then, though, that moment where it was like, okay, these are supposed to be my friends. And they... When I did ask for help for the first time, I didn't get it. Kind of shut me down a little bit. Another thing was celebrating. So I had moved to Stanford when I had just graduated college. So me graduating, being first generation, already not having that proper congratulations from my family already, I wasn't expecting congratulations from anyone. But me wanting to celebrate certain things after that. So I remember after graduation, I had gone to Afropunk that summer. And I had treated myself just to a whole bunch of things. And then just seeing how they reacted to me celebrating myself.
The reactions are a red flag, guys.
The reactions was like, that's what did it for me. And that was like the start of me starting to really see. Before, when I would celebrate myself, I was upstate. So I wasn't really there for the behind the scenes conversations, and I wasn't fully there for those behind the scenes conversations, but I was there enough to catch the reactions.
The reactions, right.
When I told them to their face certain things. I was there to hear the slick comments of, okay, we get it, you went to college. I was there to hear the slick reactions of, okay, we, like, you said that before, fine. Like, I was there for that. So that was different for me. And at the time, it made me not want to share my success with my friends. You should never fucking feel that way. Ever. You should never feel like you can't tell your friend that you won. Why can't you tell your friend you won?
And this is something that I literally just had this conversation with someone the other week. Like, if I can't go to my friends, the people who help me fight battles that no one else know about, right, and celebrate. Like, you see me crying because I had my back against the wall. You talk me off of the ledge. And I can't celebrate my shit with you. Like,
right. So what is it? Like, you just want to be there to be my savior so that you can...
Hold.
You got, like, what? Exactly. Like, come on. So it was those little things that when I realized, like, okay, this is who y'all are. And then just slowly stepping back. And of course, when you start to step back, the tables flip and you now become the shady one. And now I mentioned before that I can't fake the funk at all. I cannot fake being your friend. I cannot fake that I am in good standing with you if I'm really not. I cannot fake that. Can't fake anything. And it's a blessing and a curse. You could always call me bluff. Like, I know you're lying. Yeah, you're right. I lied. Like, I'm a bad liar. Like, it's fine. But at the same time, like, you always get the real, like, how I'm feeling. And so, knowing that I couldn't celebrate my wins with them was like, whoa, I can't celebrate this with my friends. And I didn't feel like I could tell anybody else either. Because I had already been feeling that for my family. Oh, you think you're better than us. Oh, you think you're this. You think you're that. And it just with friends, it was like, oh, nah, I can't even tell y'all. Like, yeah. So who the fuck? And I just started journaling, writing my wins down. And funny enough, when I would write my wins down, I would get more wins. So that was a plus for me that I noticed.
Then you were flourishing and everybody's like, what the fuck?
Right. That's exactly what happened. Now I had come to this new state. I done found a way through, found out how to get here, get there, done got my job, was flourishing. And these people who had lived in this town, some of them born in the fucking town, had not made a move. And they didn't understand how I was able to just pop up in the couple of months and already have a job and already be meeting guys. And oh, don't even get me started about meeting.
Wait, we gotta talk about guys once I tell my side of the story.
Doing that, meeting the guys, getting the job, networking with the people, meeting certain, you know what I mean? Finding my side hustles. Because not only was I doing the 2-3 jobs, I also had side hustles. So understand, like, they did not get how I was able to pop up into the city. And while I was asking them for the help, they weren't getting me the help. But not understanding that, this is how I knew they didn't know me. Because you not giving me the help or you making me seem like I was asking too much, it's just going to make me work my ass off and get what I need to get.
And more.
So you didn't know me either on top of that. Right. But we'll get to the guys after you go.
So, like Shay said, like, the friends that I really have, they're my family. So, like, the friends that I have, it's a few of them, like, and it's people that I've just genuinely, I just met, and they're, like, they're showing me that they are, that they have better intentions of me than people I've known for the 10, 15 years. That's where right now. So going back, I guess a lot of the people I associate myself with, and I hate to say like acquaintance, as Chase said, I'm realizing that they were just stuck. A lot of them are stuck. And it's like, I get me being my age, out of all my friends, it's like, yo, she's the one who, I left high school knowing what I wanted to do. I dove into that shit hard as hell. Like, I lined up myself, no room to slack. Went out there, got a network going. Then I left Connecticut, came back doing big shit. Got my podcast, all of that shit going. So some of them look at me, it's just like, she got all this going on. She expects us to be on the same page. And it's not that I expect my friends to be on the same page as me career-wise or on anything. I expected my friends to want to better themselves just as much as I was bettering myself. Like, I didn't want to be the successful friend sitting a bunch of CNAs who truly could have been doctors, sitting around a bunch of lash technicians who could have genuinely, like, made it easy in the fucking beauty industry. So I started walking away from people for that reason. Like, they didn't want anything to do with themselves. Also, the lack of support. Like, when I did have things going on, the fucking tea party, the first one, it was like, oh, I'm a... y'all know, we gonna... One thing about me and Shay, we gonna eat. So y'all gonna hear us eating. Sorry. The tea party, which is something that Shay and I talked about, like, so many people, like, beforehand, oh, this is cool, this is exciting, can't wait to be a part of it, and then, like, not even all those people showed up.
Right.
And then, which was something that was, I noted, but the tea party was really, like, a big realization for me, because I'm like, those same people who were, oh, this is super exciting, da da da, you didn't even show up. And you didn't show up to something that took place in your house. Like,
right.
You didn't even have to go anywhere.
It wasn't even supposed to start in the house.
Yo.
It's gonna be a real in-person.
We had to, like, improvise real quick. Mm-hmm. So you couldn't show up for me in your house, but, like, had enough nerves to be like, well, how was it? Well, maybe if you were there, you would figure it out. And then I stopped inviting those people to things. In general, it wasn't just a tea party. Like, the tea party was icing on the cake for me. But I stopped inviting them to, okay, I got, like, with us, it was like we had the tea party that Tuesday. That Saturday, I had the live with Bobby. And then the week after, I had a live with something else. And I'm like, and then I had the women's march. All back to back to each other. And I invited them to the first thing, seeing the reaction of people I got.
the flyer for the second one, I did it the same way I did the first flyer with Bobby stuff. I just shared it, whatever. Seen who was there for that, seen who reposted, got the same reaction, like, oh, well, this is pretty good, this is pretty cool, can't wait to see what you do with it. Niggas ain't show up, niggas ain't. And again, something you can do from, it was a live too, so if you couldn't see it, and it was the live that was saved, like, you didn't see it in the moment when it happened, you could have went back and seen it. Nope, they didn't even do that shit. And then it's like, now things are happening, I'm not even mentioning it. And it's like, why are you in Selly? You had this going on and you didn't tell us. I saw the flyer the day after. Okay, cool.
Cool then.
Like, that's exactly what it is. I'm also realizing that, like, some of my friends, a lot of us did have to grow up before our time, and it was just how things happened with our families. Like, a lot of my friends come from single-parent homes, so mom had to work two jobs to make sure we all was good, and just careers ended up being the way they did. We had to kind of man up for ourselves. So a lot of us were forced to be grown children. So we don't really, like, now that it's time to be adults, we sit here going crazy and we can't really comfort each other in a way. But it's still like, niggas check in and shit. I check in. I'm like, how y'all doing? 9 weeks later. Hey girl, we need to talk. Like, then it's like, talk about what? Because I've been trying to reach out to you on so many occasions. Now I'm done reaching out to you. A lot of them are also just like, super focused on the wrong things. And I am a lot more mature than some of my friends. So for me, they're like, well, you're 23. You could be dating and you could be at this dude's house and you could be doing this. And I'm like, I very much well could be doing all the things that you're doing. But I'm taking this time to, first of all, this time right now that we're living in during this whole pandemic is an amazing opportunity for y'all to really come up on some shit for yourself. Like, yeah, we all friends. We can do some shit together. We can go get a drink. But this, you have a moment to sit down and educate yourself on some shit and to really, like, make something big out of it. And instead of doing that, you'd rather be laid up with somebody's son.
I would like to be laid up with somebody's son.
But, like, you ain't going lack because you're sitting with this person's son.
Oh, yeah, no.
Right. Like, this is where that's where their mindset is. Like, well, the world is stopped right now. And they're looking at it as, like, the world is stopped. So I can go and lay up at this person's house for 3-4 days. And in my eyes, damn, the world stopped. I can get one up on these niggas real quick. Like, bro, I can go read this book, figure this out, make a logo for this. Now we got something new. Bam. So then it's just like, what the hell? And then them not showing up and celebrating me, it became a, well, you didn't seem to miss our presence anyways because you was over there with this other person who you then became friends with and they were celebrating you.
Or oh,
they
was it me? It. No, let me stop.
It definitely was, Shay. They be like, they make little, day here. They little, I get little remarks from them. Like, what I remember one of them was like, oh, wow, we used to go to Buffalo Wild Wings all the time and you went with Shay. Yes. And
I don't even love Stanford anymore.
But it's just like simple shit, like, or they'll call me and I'll be like, yes, can you answer the phone? I'm talking to someone. It must be Shay. And then when they're on the fucking, when they hear us talk about it, like, I'll be on the phone in the grocery store with Shay. Then they're like, oh, so it is Shay who you're on the phone with. Yes. And then I'm like, oh, like if I had posted something on Facebook and was like, oh shit, let's go do this. I got a text message like, she's the only one who can go to concerts with you. Y'all niggas don't.
And that little boo thing, yes. Sorry.
But like, even if it's either I'm gonna go and enjoy this shit with Cher, I'm gonna do it by myself because I can't depend on them to show up.
Right.
And once you don't show up for me after 3 times, I'm no longer inviting you.
So what now, do you want us to do? Like, invite I'm not you begging 9 times?
You. I'm
like,
not begging you, bro.
And then the 10th time, you're going to be like, oh, I'm here. Like, and then you want an applause because you finally showed up.
Like, no. And it was making me mad because I was going through, like, I have a friend who is in high school is a cheerleader. And I was going to high school on the other side of town where her games, like, where their games would be. Like, would barely miss.
Yeah, wow.
The mufflers, yo. It's because we talk about friends. Why you want to hear real right. shit? I would, like, ask my family, like, can y'all take me over here so I can go to her game? And then when it came time for, like, stuff for me, it would be like, I really don't think I can make it. Like, my mom's really not gonna, like, bro, your mom's not gonna let you go. My grandmother didn't want me going over there either. But I asked because you're my friend and I genuinely supported you. It was a shit like that. And I'm like, yeah, y'all getting annoying. So I'm gonna just keep my distance. And then once I got to the point where I was networking and I was getting amazing opportunities, that's when the whole Jesus Christ. Well, if I'm not there, you got people in your network that'll show up. Or it'll be like, well, all those people were there when I wasn't, so you really didn't need too many people there. And it's just like, bro, it don't matter if my whole LinkedIn show up to my event.
Right.
I want my homies there. Right. I'm not like, there. Like, that make a difference. You.
Right.
Then when it came to the whole dating thing, I'll date a dude now, and I'm like, all right, this ain't working out for me. I'm going to cut it off. Then my other friends will have their issue, and they're like, oh, well, you don't really have issues. We have issues because you're educated, and you're this, and you're that.
Little do y'all know.
Sis, I've been struggling over here. I had a whole man tell me that he had sex with his ex because he needed closure.
I had a man beg me for a baby for months. And we were boning for 2 months.
Bro, and y'all telling me
that don't got I don't
get it? What?
Good night.
Like, bro.
The dating thing was like, that's when I was like, oh, I just feel like I'm gonna hide things. And like, there was moments where I felt like I couldn't hide things because we were all living in the same house.
Mm-hmm.
So it was just like, fuck it. Y'all gonna see multiple people coming in and out of this house. Like, I moved to Stanford when I was 23. And was that 20? Yeah, I was 23. I'm young. I had just graduated college. Like, I didn't date anyone seriously throughout college. Focused on myself, getting this degree, you already know.
Right.
So after I moved to a new town, and I'm like, I'm gonna date everyone. Like, am I boning everyone? No. But am I going to meet new people? Yeah. And because they have been in that town, don't date anybody from Stanford. You don't wanna date anybody from Stanford. From what I see, Stanford got some good looking men.
Yeah,
you gotta look right. You got of course you gotta weed through. Yeah. I'm not talking about date the little boys that be sitting at the mall all day. You gotta weed through. If you're the type of person who likes a man with some money, go sit at Harbor Point and go rack you up one. That's all I'm saying. If you don't know how to work your town, and that's what I learned. This is why I'm not afraid anymore to move to a new location, because I know how to get there and work in town and learn how to bam, bam, bam. But the dating thing was so weird to me because they had not been dating. Again, they were in their own bubble, and their bubble only consisted of, well, one of the friends was boning the other friend's brother behind her back. So that's what it was. The other one was just so like, I don't know what to do around men. And the other one was like, I can get any man I want, but she stank. So,
and the other one, this is still unconfirmed. She was chewing carpet, if y'all know what I mean.
Jesus, yes. And like, if you do that, we're not against it. Like,
but it was just so
I've had some moments in my days. So yeah, like, the whole dating thing was a little weird, because I'm not saying that anyone was jealous. I don't want that to come across like that. I'm just saying that I felt like I got a little bit of a rap, because one of the first rules when we moved into the crib was that nobody could have male guests. And I had felt that that was something toward me, because I was the only one dating. I was the only one seeing men. Like, I had, like, the day that I moved to Stanford, well, not the exact day, but like within that time before we had even moved into our apartment, I had met someone already, like, just being in Stanford. And also talking to Mr. 3 Years, who you guys know from previous, I'm not explaining him right now, but if you know him from previous podcast episodes, Mr. 3 Years was the man of choice at this time. And they knew about him. And that was it. Like, there was just like no boys in the house. If I wanted no boys in the house, I could have lived with my mom. I could have went back home. Right after the day I graduated, I could have packed all my shit and moved home. That's what people did. And I did not do that because I wanted my freedom. So it was that. And then it was just little subtle things. Like, when you know someone is like just trying to get at you because you're living your life. Your friends are doing that to you, like, oh no,
baby. Should I see how you go with demons?
Oh no, baby. Like, it was just grimy shit. Like, little slick comments about the dudes, because y'all, as I've mentioned before, I have dated the rainbow. But the one thing I will say about my rainbow is that they all look pretty handsome. Even the pint-sized man that just left my life. He's handsome, okay?
Oh my god!
So yes, there was just some shadiness, and like, I could just tell there was like little smart comments, and like, and when it came to guys, I was just like, yeah, y'all could also be doing that and not worrying about who's in my bed. Like,
it's the comments for me that always really were the red flags. Like, when I came back from being in Jersey, and I was telling everyone, like, now Kayla was in Jersey for school. I was in Jersey for something completely different, having a whole different taste of life. When I came back, I'm telling everyone, like, oh my god, I met this person, and I saw this, and I seen this, and I took pictures of this, and I got this going on, and I liked it. I tasted this here, and like, once I came back with those experiences, everyone was like, Kayla was also there too, and Kayla didn't say that. And I'm like, Kayla was chasing a degree
and was working
and on the dance team, like, totally two different experiences. So obviously she's not gonna have the same experience that I have. Like, we're chasing two different things here.
Right.
And then I came back and I'm like, well, they have a Buffalo Wild Wings in Jersey. We didn't go to it as often as we did the one here. However, the one thing that I did like is how the waiters in Jersey were a little bit more open with us. Like, girl, you had that flavor of wings before, don't do it. Whereas in Stanford, it's like, I never tried it, but he tried it and he said it was okay. I encourage you to try it. Now we $20 down the drain because that shit was nasty and you're not gonna take it off the milk tea.
That's why I don't eat it.
It's like, it's different. Like, when I would compare it, and it's just like, okay, we get it. You left the state. Like, then when I went and did some other shit, it's just like, we get it. You work in the creative industry. We get it.
See?
It's this, that shit that was just like, okay, yeah, nah. Then when I had, like, actually liked someone who was also within the creative industry, like my friends call it, it was like, well, yeah, you're gonna be the one to have to get a man that would end up with the dude's money. First of all, the dudes that I was messing with at that time were all drug dealers who had no money.
Sorry. I'm the daddy around here.
Right. Like,
please remember that.
They was making those comments like, oh, well, of course you're going to be, like, you have expensive taste, so you have to be with the man who has money. First of all, sis, that's not how this worked. And then when I would be with the dude who did have money, and they'd be like, oh, who got you this? I'm like, oh, this person gave it to me. It was then like a, damn, so, like, you want me to be with a nigga who's good or not? Like, it was that little shit. Then when I had other stuff going on, like, recently, like I said, with the stuff with the podcast and the blog, like, with Black Girl Team in general, it would be like, well, I'll see them, like, supporting people that they don't even really know, but they couldn't support me. And for me, my biggest things were also the support. Like, you could sit here and share B. Simone's story every fucking day on her timeline when they're going crazy at her. Like, y'all defending her. Granted, we haven't had anybody go crazy on Black Girl Tea. But, like, it takes the same amount of seconds to share B. Simone shit. And she's not even going to see the fact that you shared her shit. And I can see it.
And she plagiarized. All this shit is raw.
Nah, this shit is raw. Like, it's so raw that y'all hear the mistakes that we make it. Yeah. Like, we are literally growing in front of y'all. And you can't support my growth. But, and I'm not saying that B. Simone isn't growing. But, like, her shit is kind of scripted. Like, she has people who tell her, like, go ahead and make the statement and don't.
Right.
Like, we make the damn statement and we live whatever the consequences are.
We just bounce off each other, so we...
And if a bitch got something to say, just know I'm going to support her in the comments. Like,
I feel like now, like I said, I started, like, with my present situations. I am completely happy with the friends that I have. Shout out to the fam, both sides, all sides. But like, I'm not as closed off as I used to be when it comes to making new friends. Cause I feel like before I was just like, yeah, I ain't trying to deal with that shit anymore. for a long time, I wasn't even gonna make friends in Stanford because I was
I don't know how many times I've encouraged Shariah to go make a new friend, go chill with this person. Like, I'm like, go see this dude, and go see this. Like, just go.
Oh, well, we get to the relationship part. She can tell you how often I'm like, I think this guy's cute. Yeah, I'm gonna hang out with him, and then I'm like, oh, I ain't going. Like, I'm not going. I was that way with friends for a long time. Like. Shout out to Yolanda too. Like, I met Yolanda when I first got to Stanford, and she's older. She's like always held it down, always like will pop in and be like, "How you doing, girl?" Just wanted to let you know this. Like, she pops in with a resource all the time. I love her for that. Not just because she gives me the resource, but when she does pop in, it's always fruitful. It's always like, how are you doing?
And it's not the girl. I hate that I had friends who were just like, go missing for 6 weeks because I was working. They didn't want to interrupt me working. But when they needed some solid advice or resources, that's when they're
right.
Hey, how you doing? They would small talk me for 24 hours.
Oh, and then
we'll go to sleep. Wake up. Hey, girl, sorry I went to sleep. But like I was saying, we'll carry the conversation over. And I was like, yeah, so what's up? I was wondering. Nope. Mm-hmm. I keep wondering then because I'm not helping you. And that's where I am right now. And some people may say that is wrong. But that's where I am. Shay be seeing my faces. Shay has seen me. And I'm someone who also can't. Like, I can't fake the funk with y'all. I literally.
Right.
I will blank stare you to death.
I'll be sitting there watching y'all bubbles like, what the fuck are you going to say?
Bro, I will.
What are you going to say?
I will put your bubble on Do Not Disturb when I feel the bullshit coming, and then I'm not even gonna answer. I'm not gonna say anything.
I will say, like, I'm really happy that that amount of people, like, it's a minimum. Like, the people who hit me now, like, if somebody hits me out of nowhere and it's like, bam, I'm like, nah, we about to talk about something mad funny, or like I know it's gonna be something fruitful. Like, I'm gonna walk away from this conversation like, that was good ass talk. Like, I see Emilio's bubbles. Like, if I send him something, his bubbles pop up. I'm like, all right, I know he's about to reply. Not funny. Like, Jasmine, same thing. Like, it's gonna be, I miss you. It's gonna be some kind of like, it may be tea, but like, it's never
it's not
anything
like gossip.
OD, right?
Awesome, it's nothing crazy OD. Shit.
So, I'm happy that presently I'm at a point where the people who are in my phone are people who are adding to the conversations for me, whether it be like very small or something that we like really dig into. So I'm grateful for the people who left voluntarily.
I'm grateful for the bridges.
I'm grateful for the people who I like was like, I need to let you go, like, and happy that I've had that conversation with some people too, because I also don't want people to think like, oh, you just up and leave, like, you just fucking ghosted.
But it's okay.
Some people got ghosted. Yes.
Let me say that. It is okay. I don't want to.
Some people got ghosted.
And then again, all know you, the queen of ghosting.
Danny Phantom.
Daniela Phantom.
Right.
Like,
so, there are some people that I gave a real, like, nah, this is what it is, in hopes that they, like,
got it together
for whoever they're, like, hanging out with next. Because some people don't think that they're bad friends. They think that they're. Some people don't understand that being too possessive is being somewhat of a toxic friend. Like, you thinking that one friend is all yours and that you can't share them.
And every experience has to be with you.
Right.
Like,
or you thinking that you need to hover over a person because they don't got it. Like, thinking, for example, I need to hop in somebody's DMs for you because you don't know how to do it yourself.
Rather than giving them the tool, this is how I do it. Maybe you can use how my way
exactly.
of doing it. And people, I could go on and on and talk about this. Like,
that's some people I've given the talk. Like, listen, this is what you need to figure out. And there are some people who I'm like, okay, if we end up being friends in the future, then I could be okay with that. But then there's what. There's like a particular.
Is that Spanish Pop Smoke?
Oh no, this sounds like something.
Oh, never mind. I didn't know because it sounded like the song with Diddy's son.
Oh, I don't know.
That they be.
I don't know. But yeah, there's some people where if I see you, this is my number one thing. I usually will keep friends depending on how I see them treat other people. people think that's fucked up. People think, oh, just because they treat you like treat somebody else that way doesn't mean they'll do that to you. Yes, I think that's the case.
I think that because you were so comfortable to do it in front of me, that you wouldn't even think twice to do it. Exactly. Because you'd be like, she saw this from this other person.
Right.
So she
already know. Like, right. She already know how I am. You know how I move. So
that's how I look at things as well.
I'm like that. If I notice that you have screwed over tons of your other friends, I'm like, okay, like, yeah, no. Especially if I see certain things and I know that the person that you're screwing over knows you screw them over, and they have told you, like, hey, you're screwing me over, stop doing this, and you don't make any effort to change, yeah, I'm gone. Because I'm not that person. The day you do that shit to me, I'm mad, calm y'all, but...
Nah, we will turn the fuck up.
I will turn the fuck up. Like, if you cross me a certain way, like, that's when you see a side of Shay. I turn into a full Shirley Robinson. Like, it's cool Shay, like, when we're all good, but if you start to fuck me over, it's Shirley Robinson.
Right.
Yeah, tell the police my full name. Because I'm not playing. But yeah.
Yeah, I personally stopped talking to people so many times. Like, and... With last week, I had a friend who I have these because I'm a visual merchandiser. There are times in my career where I kind of need to bow out for my friends, and I would tell them, like, hey, like, and I've said to Shay, like, Christmas is coming, holiday season is coming. If y'all don't hear from me, I'm overwhelmed, it's a lot. And some people get it, some people don't, but like, Shay would, like, and I'm using Shay because she's right here in my face. Very easy for me to compare. If I say to Shay, like, right now, hey, on the 8th classes start, so from the 1st I'm buckling down, it's like, all right, well, come here this weekend and we can, like, chill and relax and, like, figure out what we're gonna do and how I can be there for you. But when I take the time myself, other friends would be like, oh, she over here being stingy or time, she's being selfish, she don't want to be bothered. Because she's starting school again, she thinks she's better than us. I'm like, those whole conversations, then I would explain to them, like, it's not that I think I'm better than anyone, I'm not switching up, but, like, I just need space to prepare myself. Last week, a friend of mine thought she was going to be able to do so, but because she couldn't detach herself from her relationship, she kind of left me in the dust. I had to address it, and it was just, like, moving forward, sis, I'm done addressing shit with you. Like, that was the final straw. I'm addressing it to you this one time, and I'm not saying anything. Am I gonna be friends with this person? We probably could see each other in passing, keep it pushing. She could check on me. I'm not extending myself to her anymore because you had one opportunity and you messed it up. But, like, as far as holding conversations with people, I address it, like, generally one time, and then that's it. Because you know the shit that you're doing is not, like, you know what you're doing.
Always.
You know exactly what you're doing.
Always. So there's some people who are, like, just actually dumb, and if you are just, like, actually that dumb, I don't think I wanna take out the anyway. But there's some people who, like, are just not super considerate. Like, they don't even, oh, it's like, oh, it's no big deal. And then when it happens, like, whoa, that hurt. Like, damn. I don't want to be around people who are like that.
I didn't realize that I was hurting.
Yeah,
you.
I don't want to be around people who are like that. And also, I want someone who will. I want to be, like, friends with people who are thinking, like, damn, how would I feel if blah blah blah. Friendships are very similar to relationships. People don't realize.
Bro, literally.
It's literally the same
thing. The way I'm not even gonna lie to y'all. When it comes to me, like, Shay is someone who I've met recently who has, like, been super solid. Like, Shay didn't experience my godfather dying with me. Who else? My uncle dying. And, like, just how she's been there for me emotionally in a short period of time. If you're trying to date me, I need to know that you, and not that you have to have the same strength as Shay, but you have to want to be there for me in the same way she was there for me. And if you don't have that, nah, bro. Friends, too. I seen who was there for me when my uncle died. Not... Oh, why? It's a wrap. How Shay only been here for 6 months and was there, like, yo, you need something? I'm on my way to Stanford right now. Meet me at the portal after, we could talk about it. Like, how she been here for 6 months and doing that? You've been here for 6 years and you can't even. Bye. Bye. That's how that is.
That's all I got. I'm happy now. I'm really happy that that's not something a portion of my life where I feel like I'm still figuring it out. I'm happy about that, at least. Like, I'm happy that I'm at a point where I'm like, all the people who are in my life add to my life. And we ain't saying, like, they add to your life, like, they give you $20 every week. They add to your life and that they're always there, like, every time you cry. But, like, in whatever shape, way, or form that they are there. Because there are people who are in my circle who can't be there if I'm crying. And because they don't understand emotion. Exactly. They don't get it. I'm not going to call Emilio if I'm crying. Okay? Like, I'm not going to call Connor if I'm crying. You know what I mean? Like, you want to call somebody who's, you know, okay, this is where they are. So, take a look at your friend group, whoever is there. You have to just be able to genuinely pick out whether or not somebody's, like, an asshole and that they shouldn't be your friend. Or just learn your friend's strengths. Right. And how they can be there for you. I'm just glad. Because I feel like now I'm at a point. I am chill. But now I'm at a point where I'm just like, I'm going to get a gun.
I want a silencer. Off y'all.
Y'all like, not. Like, I feel like that's where I would be now if I was dealing with some stupid friendship. Like,
bro, I feel like if I older, was still. Like, if I was. Right. And I have a lot more to lose now than I did back in the day. But I feel like if I still was in those friend groups, that I probably wouldn't have. Like, there's a group of people who I was friends with in 8th grade. Mm-hmm. Like, well, the whole entire time we were in middle school, like, we was ride or die. It was, let me see. It was 8 of us. 9, I'm sorry. It was 9 of us. Out of the 9 of us, 2 of us ain't got kids. 3 of us ain't got kids. And the same 3 that don't have kids are the same 3 that are working in the field that they want to work in. The same 3 who has not been arrested. Like, it's only 3 of us. And we're not still friends anymore, but, like, if I was still a part of that friends group, I would have probably had a kid. Would have probably had a criminal record the length of my arm. Like, I had to. Now I have no problem with gun ties. I got too much to lose. Go to jail and can't make an episode for my podcast? You ain't never heard of a prison podcast, have you?
Actually, they be having phones in jail.
Yeah, but not full access like we be having. Like,
TikTok and shit.
Like, Black girl tea from the cell. Like, I got too much to lose. But definitely, like Shay said, like, pay attention.
Yeah, that makes me, I'm like, I couldn't deal with any more friend bullshit. Not to say, because of course seasons change, people change. We're all getting older, so all of my friends are pretty much 25, and there's a chance that
they're all 25 and there's me.
Right. I mean, you're only 2 years younger than us, but like, for the most part, I feel like while we are gonna go through more growing pains, like, because we're gonna approach 30 and everyone's gonna have a reevaluation of how. What Jesus. Serves them as a 30-year-old, and maybe 5 years later we have another realization. You know, we've all been really good friends for the past 7 years and been up in each other's face for 4 of those years. So it's been okay, but for now everything's Gucci, and I love y'all. If y'all listening,
I love POP, hold it down.
Nah, facts. They hold it down for real.
Bruh.
In their
way. They hold it down better than some of my family.
Listen, I don't even have a family. I'm an orphan. Like, I'm an orphan with an aunt. Shout out to my aunt. I'm an orphan with an aunt. That's it.
Better than some of my family.
But yeah, stay tuned next time. We're gonna do boys.
I'm tired of them. I'm about to just dig. I'm about to get you. Y'all watch Ed and Eddie.
Don't they have are you talking about the plank thing?
I'm about to get a plank. With a dildo.
I'm about to get a doll. Don't they have those little dolls? Do they have it in men form?
Yeah, they do. I'm about to show you.
I have never seen the men one, but I'm definitely going to get just that. Call it a day. How much it costs, though?
Oh, I'm pretty sure it's expensive.
If it's expensive, I'm just going to have to... Men are free. Like,
well, I mean, this is a sex doll that you can... It's it's in your closet the whole time.
That works too. I mean,
I don't like that these are.
I mean, if it's like $400, it's like $400.
Hold on, because there's one specific one that you have to see. You can't see these other ones.
If there's like, if he's like $300, I can use him like 300 times. It's like a dollar a ride. Excuse me. A dollar a ride would work for me. But actually, dealing with the male species, I think I'm.
Yeah, you.
Oh, he black. Is he black? Ooh.
Can't get you pregnant.
Doesn't want to. It's perfect.
Wants to lay there and make sure you're good. You know.
Does that have boobs? Was that boobs?
This is a chest, like a chest. Chest.
That end one looks like boobs.
This?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, they pumped it up too much, but it's also from something called Heathman, so I wouldn't order from there anyway.
Okay. So yeah, next episode, guys, we'll talk about guys.
These some pretty
healing from. From male species. I feel like that one's gonna be juicy because there are some things that really happen to transmute. All right, and I'm using the word transmute. Okay,
is a full sized one.
He's
5'2". I'm sorry.
Listen, bye y'all.